bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us as they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table. The story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Johnny introducing us for this game of Microscope that we are doing.
I'm Ellie.
This is Jeff.
This is Jordan.
I'm Aaron.
And this is Jeremy.
Previously, Johnny was the lens, and he came up with a very interesting, I want to say...
Period.
Era. Let's just call it what we want to call it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it should be called.
It's era.
The Great Migration. Colonies expand to new previously unexplored areas of the galaxy. And that was a very interesting period. It gave us a lot of discussion about different planets, different species that might make up the galaxy. Also, some ideas came out of it about the Treaty of Parallels a little bit later on.
From the Legacy.
Yep, that's correct. So now we are going to go ahead and pass the lens on to Ellie.
Defining the lens, do I have to create an overall period of time or...
You can use an existing one.
Yeah, so if you like the idea of using something that's already here, that would be fine. I think we've only got one that's not the beginning or the end that hasn't been thoroughly...
In Terra Proximus, we did flesh out the beginning and the end as well, so we could...
Yes.
Can the lens also choose a vent in the middle and have everybody make a thing about that or a period in the middle and we expand that?
Yeah, that was my question.
According to the book,
choose one that has already been picked by someone else.
Further explore it.
And further explore that era. We've never done it before, but it doesn't say it.
Yeah.
I would assume...
It implies for you to not.
Yes.
Yes.
I was about to say.
There's a lot of implications there. So, as a lens, if you wanted to create a new
era,
you get to create a nested. So, let's say you create a new era, you can also create an event within that era.
Okay.
If you want to create something in one of the eras that's already here, you can create an event and a scene. But whatever two things you create has to be nested.
Now, one thing that I will state is that we haven't been playing it this way, really, but on your turn, even if you are not the lens, you can create a new period.
You can?
Yes.
I thought you had to stay within the...
I thought you did, too.
You have to stay within the focus.
But like, if the focus starts a new period, era...
Because that's the whole point of focus, I thought, is the... Everybody has to be focused on that one era.
Can the focus be something other than a time structure? Can the focus be galactic factions?
Here's some examples here.
A topic instead of a time.
You must show how what you are creating relates to the focus. If it isn't clear, then the other player should ask how it relates. So the lens, as an example, the lens declares the focus to be, quote, the fall of the capital city during an ongoing war and made an event for it. A player could add a scene in that event, a battle to hold the gate, or they could create a separate event, an army seeking vengeance against the invaders, or even make a distant scene in a totally different period, archaeologists sifting through the ruins of the city 1,000 years later.
So how I think we've been playing it is we've been focusing on, the lens will focus on
the era.
Time frame.
An area. Time frame. Era. Gosh! Yes. That's how we've been focusing on it, which is not incorrect.
It's not incorrect, but it is limited.
Yeah.
So we could say, I want to focus on the light Atua or the shunned Atua.
Right.
Or
human expansion, human colonization.
Yeah, that's a good one. Human colonization, where it doesn't have to be within a certain era.
Right.
you could be jumping in different spots in the timeline.
Now this makes a lot more sense, how we could keep going even after we have all of our time periods locked
in. Yeah.
I think that did not answer the question that you originally asked, but I thought it was interesting.
It is interesting, and it gives context.
So, all that being said...
What's our focus, Ellie?
In regards to interdimensional portals collapsing, I'm going to say more of an event.
Okay.
Okay.
A very well-known evangelist went out to spread the message and was trapped inside of a collapsed portal. However, those in the rescue party could hear screams.
Across the dimension?
But not necessarily terrible screams of pain, just screams for help that I'm here. Like, communication.
Okay, go ahead and write that down on a card.
So somebody is actually inside, able to possibly communicate.
Yay!
But you have not figured out how to communicate back, specifically.
Well, and that's very similar. That ties into the idea of what happens when X is killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the great thing about that is that now our eras are tied into all the other periods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well played, sir.
Because when we explore just one time frame, what ends up happening is it's siloed. But once we focus on a topic and we can spread that across different areas, then it will tie in and weave that some of those. And that also brings the legacies through the whole thing.
You know, I do want to point out that this highlights a great conflict with role-playing games all the time, because you think you know the rules really well, and then there comes something around that completely revolutionizes the view of the game that you think you're familiar with. So I think that this is going to give us a lot more open feeling, but it's going to be a tighter experience of the overall game.
Yeah.
So, Ellie, do you see this scene as light or dark?
Light.
Light?
Yes. Just because he's trapped doesn't mean there aren't useful probabilities, I guess you could say.
Maybe those screams are happy screams.
Well, I didn't say it was screams of happy. I said it's like, now you know, like, you can be trapped in there and you can possibly communicate.
Oh. Yes, the last thing she wrote on the card is, there is now a possibility of communication between portals, ?
So not only would we have the Ansible network, we would have an interdimensional portal network, which would be outside of the Ansible network.
You said there could be a reason, similar reason, for all these disappearances. This could be a communication of finding these missing people.
And because it's an alternate dimension, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. If there's time dilation between, if there's time at all on the other side.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you also, you get to do another one if you want.
You could create an actual scene
inside of that, if you want. So, for instance, you talk about the search party. You can define some specific things that are said. So, for instance, a question would be, where did they go? And you can define a scene that would answer that question.
Or we could act out the scene.
It's a dictated scene. The nested ones are dictated.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, if you choose to do a scene, you can choose to dictate it, or we can act it out.
So, what if the question is, can anybody hear him?
Well, yeah. It seems like you've already answered that question.
Yeah, okay.
And also, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Thank yeah, you. If you want to just leave it as is, that would be okay too.
I'm going to take it. Question being, why now? Why can they hear him now? Why can they hear him specifically? Can I use specific words from a song that was an inspiration?
Yes, you can. That would be a excellent idea.
Because of the kind of thing she chose, do I have to stay in this timeline still?
No. You can do anything, anywhere, as long as it has to do with the dimensional portals.
Yeah.
Could be a precursor to the collapse. Could be aftermath, well after they've all collapsed.
Okay.
But it has to do with the collapse of dimensional portals.
I actually kind of like waiting until we're this far in before we
start spreading our wings a little
further. Yeah, start bringing that path through, because
it gives us a little bit more to work with.
Yeah.
So, you have your scene at this point?
Yes. Question being, why and how was he heard? It is boiling hot with a stench in the air. He looks around in the dark. His eyes land on a picture of his wife and children illuminated by his ship equipment. His heart swells. He must get out for them. He screams out for help. He wonders if he is heard. Answer, yes, the search team has heard. They heard the strong, hopeful voice call out.
Very nice. And I will go ahead and nest that underneath. I'm assuming this is light.
Yes.
Never can tell with you, Ellie. It is your turn.
Yes, it is my turn. Can this event happen in the other dimension?
Sure. I don't know why not.
Yeah, we haven't explored it, but yes.
Or have we?
Well, I kind of want to go off the viewpoint of whoever's on the other side. I want it to be the people who have vanished across the timeline.
Ooh.
Find themselves in various states of their own home. And they can see the wormhole in its entirety. And they see it shifting. The ends keep moving, drifting towards stars at various points in time. Which ends up swallowing some stars, leading into the last era.
Sounds like you're describing a scene.
Yes.
It sounds like you're dictating a scene.
Yes.
So am I allowed to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely. So
I need to present a question.
Yes.
What's causing the collapse of the gates?
Well, we know what one way to create them, so.
What was that?
Yeah.
When X is killed, his death creates a portal into the parallels. The shunned Atua use that to escape. There's a hole left in the nebula that looks like a fish hook. Okay, so killing an immortal creates portals.
One way, maybe.
Does that mean the rebirth of an immortal would close the portal?
Kind of, but much larger and different.
Okay,
so what is causing the collapse of the portals? I'm stealing your idea of a birth of an immortal, causing it to close. But the way that an immortal is birthed is by a wormhole capturing a star, taking the star into the other dimension and shifting it to a being of intelligence.
I like it.
Okay, so the scene is from inside the parallel dimension, the people who have disappeared throughout time can see the entirety of the portals. They watch with uncertainty as one of the portals draws near a star, capturing it. The star collapses to a pinprick, and an immortal is born, absorbing the portal and the star. The answer to the question is, when an immortal is born, it collapses a portal.
So where is this going?
I actually want to put it in the last era.
Right here?
Under where stars start to disappear.
Yeah, where stars start to disappear.
All right, this is going to be interesting because I have a dictated scene here.
Oh gosh, everybody's doing dictated scenes now.
That goes underneath an event that we have already determined.
Oh no! Are you going to take mine?
No, I hope not.
Because I have an idea. This is going in a different...
This is a dark scene in the original thing was light.
Well, you can have dark scenes in light.
Which one?
Kahola, a lowly entomologist, accidentally discovers the parallels. He finds his way into Tauhiri's nebula, learning that a space station base has been built orbiting a ringless planet. So my question is, and this is going to sound like an oddball question, what is the wall for?
Ah.
You're talking about that wall with the...
Yeah. Kohola was looking for a fabled, sentient, nocturnal, insectoid race called the Pilikia. They're carnivores who eat Atua and build the wall around their bones.
Oh,
the wall is basically a mausoleum that serves as a parallel entry point for Pilikia hunting parties.
So it's like Starship Troopers meets Predator.
Yeah.
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 That's dark.
Okay.
It ties into another scene from a previous era.
Yep. But so how does that tie into the collapsing portals?
Because it gives us how the portals have been found.
Yep, because they're hunting the Atua.
Yes, this insect scientist discovered the parallels. We never explained how.
Now I'm following.
The parallels.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do something similar, hopefully, if Aaron doesn't mess up my idea.
As the portals continue to collapse, the newborn Atua begin to visit planets carrying the weapons which were removed previously, telling the population that it is time to prepare for the invasion of the Fishers. It is dark.
Dark. Dark, dark.
Are the Fishers from beyond the parallel?
They're those bug people.
Oh, bug peoples.
Bug peoples.
They were not called the Fishers.
So back here we have, what are the divine beings protecting planets from?
Yes, the fishermen.
The fishermen.
The planets.
So my extrapolation, we have the Atua and we have the people who are against the Atua, meaning the bug creatures that you're talking
against
about.
Against the protectors.
The protectors, from my understanding, are also Atua.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying not all Atua.
Yes, not all Atua, but this alien, the bug people, are killing the Atua.
The Atua
are now gearing up for war against the people that they're being protected from.
But I wasn't sure that those were connected. I guess they are at this point.
They are now.
Yeah. Go ahead and add, they are referring to the Pilikia or something like that, which is the Hawaiian word for trouble.
Who's saying prepare for the Fishers?
The Atua.
The newborn Atua. So it sounds like they have some sort of memory of...
Newborn, it should be reborn.
Reborn. I can dig reborn.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Leader of the reborn Atua.
Uh-huh.
Let me see your cards so I can see my edits.
You've done it again, sir.
But I wasn't going to do that. Well, I was going for something completely different, so I got to think of what I was going to do is still going to work.
That's why you don't think about what you're going to do until after somebody shares theirs.
It's still going to work. I got to figure out how. Okay.
You got it?
I'm doing a dictated scene. The question is, and I'm going to establish some terms here. Are there ways that the comma... as they are called by the Atua, so the kama being beings from this dimension, and in Hawaiian that means child. Are there ways that the kama can artificially open interdimensional portals, meaning by not killing Atua? So, the scene is on the planet of Matai. At some point after portions of the rings fell to the planet, the Matai scientists discover that there was a similar element that was discovered by the Axilians in the segmented ring planet and begin to experiment on their own. They discover that there are multiple applications of this element. They are able to successfully open small interdimensional portals where they can send not whole ships but people through. They also discover that element can be used in weaponry.
Of course you were going to say that.
Hey, there's always weapons.
They are about to go into production of not only weapons, but release the knowledge that they can open portals at will when their main scientific research facility is under attack by a shadowy figure who escapes through one of the portals before it is destroyed. So the answer to the question, are there ways, is yes, and that the element appears to be the key to Atuan technology.
Hmm.
Huh. Tying it back into the focus has to do with the collapse of portals. It also, with the destruction, collapses a bunch of portals, but also is responsible for the mysterious dark web of nebula. So it's coming at the end of this era, kicking off that era.
The end of our second era?
End of the one where divine beings show up. So the same one is the scene with the fisherman.
Okay.
Bar scene with the X.
The same era when the Divine Protectors have banned weapons of war.
Yes.
There's a lot that happens in that one. Anyway, Johnny is up next with either a scene or an event or...
So in the interim, while Johnny is writing, I've been writing down different campaign possible names.
Yeah.
As they come to mind. In addition to Parallel Worlds, we have Sky Rings, Falling Rings, Rings of Power. I don't know. It seems to be we're really focusing around these rings.
The rings.
Well, I mean, they are signifiers of habitable planets, so that's kind of important to this setting.
Rings of War?
No. So part of the story of Maui, the demigod who is really big in Hawaiian mythology, is that he has a fishing hook that he used to pull the islands out of the sea.
Hmm.
Are we the baddies?
Yeah, are we the bad guys?
Wait, what?
So the fishermen are collecting planets, and the Atua are keeping the planets from being collected.
Yeah.
Maybe Maui is on the other side, pulling the planets to the other dimension, and we're trying to keep Maui from raising these planets from the bottom of the sea.
The other dimension is the upside down.
Or is that a place in between dimensions?
The in between the upside down?
Which would just be the sideways.
The in-between by downs.
The in-between by downs?
Alright. I guess this one's dark. The Five Rings negotiate peace with the Church of the Atua, but still fight against the enforced caste system. They discover the cause of the collapsing portals and encourage the escalation of the collapse.
Oof.
Hmm. That would severely limit interplanetary traveling.
Also, like, meaning that they have to start relying more on, like, solar sails. Wow. And
let's go and go the second to last one.
Dimensional travel portals start collapsing that
one. Yeah, that one.
At the end. All right, Ellie, you do one more.
Scene or event.
Here's the title for you. Walls Between Parallels.
Because of the wall.
Age of the Atua.
That's a good one.
And that covers...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Age of Atua. That's a solid one, Johnny.
Okay, hear me out. Bouncing off ideas, think of it as, you know, a cult. Nope. But they don't know they're a cult. But I want a cult.
So we have this character named X.
Oh, gosh.
Here's X.
X was killed. And his death created a portal into the parallels. Could there be some sort of religious movement around the death of X that factors in...
Worship of the portals?
Worship of the portals, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
And with the collapsing portals, it puts the religion in chaos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to find ways to keep the religion stable by maintaining the status quo of open portals.
Yeah.
So it's like a spinoff of the Church of the Atua. That's focused more on the portals than the Atua.
Yeah.
And they're prophesying that X will come again.
And what if that is why they do the sacrificing?
Yeah.
That's right. To bring back
behind
X.
The walls.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's...
But those were specifically used by the insects.
Yeah, that's a different group.
What if those open portals means you can enter them? In between these portals... You find dark matter. Two particles of dark matter can cause, you know, maybe some gamma radiation. They harness this. Instead of a cult, it's just a group of people trying to harness, you know...
Whatever's inside of that.
Harness the energy of the portal.
Right. For their belief of the betterment of humanity, whatever.
Creation. People.
What do you think?
I like it.
The super serum soldier?
Mm-hmm. She's trying to decide where to put it.
Is it light or dark?
I don't know. Does this have one?
It could be light.
Are you going to read it?
Sure. A group believes particles of dark matter can be found between portals. The dark matter causes gamma radiation. This group wants to harness this power for the betterment of creation. Therefore, they want the portals to stay open or even create more.
Okay, so where's this going?
Maybe collapsing portals?
It might go really well after your first scene that you did.
Yeah. After they hear the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be involvement between them and those who are studying how to communicate with the one guy.
Okay.
So that they can communicate and use that communication to figure out where that dark matter is within the portal.
I like it. So we'll put a portent evangelist and the Church of the Etua at first, and then this one right after that, and then the Five Rings negotiate. Yes.
All right. Legacy. State your legacy, and then you get to create something about it.
Okay.
Anywhere in history.
The lifespan of a portal.
Okay. Now you get to create something. An event or scene. Dictated.
Oh, this one has to be dictated? Yes. Okay.
It doesn't have to be a scene. It could be an event.
Okay, I thought it had to be a scene.
No.
Okay.
Event or a scene.
Does it still have to deal with the portals, or...
Lifespan of a portal. It has to deal with your legacy.
So let me ask you this. One of the things that we have as a big issue in the Treaty of Parallels time frame is the Five Rings Coalition talking about technological advancement. Do they somehow want to discover a way to bring portals to these lesser developed systems?
Shifting the ends?
Yeah.
Create finding, more man-made tunnels versus natural portals?
When did we find out how they were being made?
Well, okay, that's interesting if we want to do that, because it's the end of this era where it was discovered that, yes, they could be artificially made by manipulating that element. The Five Rings Coalition
was formed in
2 eras later. Yeah. It would be interesting if you wanted to do an event where they actually wanted to use the portals. Because at the end of the next era, they're all about closing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so, what I was thinking about. Yeah. Like, and okay, that ties into his touchstone pretty well.
I got you.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of dark, but it's light.
Me too.
All right. Using the tech for opening artificial portals, the Five Rings try to manipulate the endpoints of the portals to help the lesser planets get the resources to grow and advance.
I like it.
And that is going to go...
before the collapse.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me... Gosh, we're adding on to that error.
Sorry, it so just... much. That seemed to make the most sense. It's...
Yeah, it does.
Thank you guys for the idea.
So with the wrap-up of that legacy, I think that this is a good point to go ahead and take a quick break. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a very rewarding recording session. We're going to stick around for one more. Jeff is going to be our focus when we come back next time, and it's going to be a very interesting session. I promise you that. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.